All right, guys, welcome to our newest episode of Down With The Ship. I'm Jeanette, Netty is Team Zara on Instagram, Netty HS fan on Twitter. You can probably find me as Netty is Team Zara. Yeah, so that's me, and I'm once again joined by the lovely Melissa.
Hello, hello. Another week of discussing days, and of course I'm Melissa, Queen of Damaris. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter by that handle, and yeah, let's get started. Let's dive in. What did you think of this week?
I loved Wednesday.
I know you did. I know. I loved Wednesday.
I'm not actually surprised, but I think a lot of people really liked Wednesday.
It was a hump day.
It was highlight. Supposed to be a Friday episode. I found that out.
Oh, okay.
So that was supposed to be Friday's episode, but okay.
Things happen.
You know, it's because they're a little off again. But the I don't know if they're gonna fix it or if they're gonna care or what they're gonna do. But
maybe eventually they will.
Yeah. Other than that, there were some good parts. There were some parts I was kind of really just kind of meh on.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So.
All right. So let's jump into the recap. Let's do it. Recap it. So Monday, who was on Monday? Sierra was on, right? Ben.
Yeah.
On.
I think it was. Well, I know Sierra was.
That
on.
Was the yes, that was Ben. The phone call. The phone call cliffhanger.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And he managed to hear her a little bit.
But not really.
Not really. Much. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. So he heard a little bit of the phone call, but Rhodes caught her, right? Mm-hmm. And then he went to talk to Vincent, but he got Orpheus instead.
Because Vincent is, well, we didn't find that out yet, so.
No. But we know. But we know Vincent supposedly hung himself.
Vincent's supposedly dead. Yeah, that just felt that felt very, how is
like,
that?
Why would he hang himself? But I don't know. I was kind of thinking maybe Orpheus had him killed, but anyway.
And then we had after the Orpheus, you know, reveal at the end. We also had Charlie and Claire, where he tried to convince her that
Allie
slept with him.
Yeah, and he was kind of like grabbing at her.
Yeah, he told her he told her he loved her, but and she was like, I don't love you.
Yeah,
and
she was like, I can never love you. She was
and then
out.
Ben showed up and defended her.
I liked that part.
Ben showed up and defended her. Like he showed up and was basically like, "Rawr, get away from her."
Yeah, like hit the bricks.
He was good.
He was really good. I like that side of him. You know, I like the tough guy side of him.
Yeah, I prefer that Ben, if I'm honest.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's, you know, I think he should definitely always be a great character. He should never be totally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's just
yes,
my opinion.
Yes.
But anyway, and all then, right. And then we had Nicole and Rafe and Ava.
I'm sorry, the way you say that, it's just so funny. I can hear it in your voice.
I know. Well, I was like hoping there'd be more going on with their scenes, but most of the scenes were
Rafe and Nicole.
And yeah. Rafe and her trying to convince
Rafe to do it. Yep.
Yeah, Rafe to let Ava move in with him. And then he ultimately says yes. And Tripp visited Ava too.
Yeah.
And they talked about Charlie a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was confused about? I thought Tripp was living with Ava. So why would Ava need to go live with Rafe? I mean, I'm not complaining.
Hey, can Xander and Sarah have that apartment? That's all I care about. Can they just have that apartment?
He can go somewhere
else. I'm tired of that hotel set. Can they have that apartment? Can anybody have that apartment? I don't even care if it's them. I don't care if Brady gets that apartment because he needs to have an apartment too because he lives with has a baby. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Oh, well, he's living in the Darlena townhouse that apparently is like a 7-bedroom townhouse or something.
I don't know how many bedrooms that townhouse has, but it seems to be just... Well, don't Sean and Belle live there too?
It's possible.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they do. Sure. I don't know where anybody lives. Anyway.
No,
so
Sean and
Belle
have their own place, and Claire is living with them.
Oh, okay.
They have their own
yes.
place.
That's right. They do. They do. And then...
And then Lucas was on with Allie.
Lucas was on with Allie and Marlena.
Yes.
And they found out that the charges had been dropped against Charlie. And then
that's kind of setting stuff up for
Didn't the end of that episode, didn't Charlie see them? Didn't they run into Charlie?
And Lucas was kind of like, I'm going to kill you. And then Allie's like,
him a suspect in what's coming up.
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of setting up going on for that.
What's going to happen?
Storyline. What came out on the promo today. So, but anyway, that leads us into Tuesday, right?
Yes. That leads us into Tuesday,
which was a fun day. I like Tuesday.
Tuesday was fun. I struggled with some part of Tuesday, but Tuesday was fun. I'm sure you struggled with actually the same part of Tuesday.
Was it the mustard?
it was the clothes and the mustard and the staring in each other's eyes and the whole, I was just done. I was like, okay. And this is not like, the difference between me and Melissa is Melissa's like really doesn't like Broly. Like, no. I can be a little less biased about Broly, and I still don't really like Broly. Like, I don't feel that there's romantic chemistry between Eric Martsoff and Nadia Bajorlin. I don't feel like there is. And I feel like that, as a person that liked Broly when I was young, it's hard for me, but I just don't think that they have any. So that's just opinion. But anyway,
And you know what? And I will be willing to say, like, they work well together, but I don't see like a romanticness.
That's exactly
them.
How I feel about it.
I think that they're good friends. As, like, coworker, like, well, they are coworkers, but you know what I mean? Like,
well, they never work, but they're coworkers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But we got Vivston, as some of us like to affectionately call Kristen and Vivian, and so that was funny.
Interesting to see them with not, I don't know. It's kind of interesting to see not Linda or not Louise and not
Eileen.
It's kind of interesting to see it. Yeah, but I mean, they were both great. Linda did good.
They played really well off each other. And so, of course, Vivian was already on to the fact that, you know, Kristen's got ideas swirling around in her head. But Kristen didn't really tell her much.
No.
Which, of course, she wouldn't.
Why would she?
So, and then Susan was also on that day with Ben and Claire. And they wanted her to kind of tap back into her visions. But Kristen kept calling her because Kristen's trying to get her to do the switch, which, okay, here's what I'm going to say, because, you know, I'm a crazy Kristen fan. I will say that I saw a lot of this and I agreed. Like, I don't understand why Kristen or Susan would really help Kristen.
There wasn't an explanation of why she would do it. Like, there wasn't, like, and I'm sorry, from the past, it doesn't really line up well.
No, like, it doesn't at all.
And
no,
she they hate really each just, other. No, and there's just really no explanation for why she's just like, oh, sure, I'll help you.
I mean, like, Kristen was manipulating her, and we know Susan's not the sharpest tack. But
as my mother always says, you can say you're not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but some people don't even have a drawer to put the knife in. That's kind of Susan. But she's sweet. We love her. But you know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's what they're going with. That she's just easily manipulated. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with Ava hating Charlie so much and not giving a better reason.
Yeah.
So it's all of that stuff where they use things for a plot and they don't explain it well enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't feel like there's enough of a reason behind why she was willing.
But she's willing. She's willing to do it.
Yeah.
So she said yes. And then, oh, Orpheus. Okay, more Orpheus going on.
Mm-hmm. Orpheus and Rhodes. And Sierra was alive and kind of overshared.
Orpheus is kind of in charge now of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did we find out that day that Vincent was dead or not? Did we not find out that day? But anyway.
I think we did. I think we found we out. Might just, have. I think Vincent, we found out Vincent was dead this day.
Okay.
I think this
so is Orpheus when we found out. Orpheus has taken over the whole thing.
Yeah, Orpheus has taken over the whole thing because Ben, or not Ben, because Vincent supposedly hung himself
in his cell.
in his cell. We don't know. It just felt very convenient, but you know,
yeah,
Vincent's dead
once again. A lot of plot point writing going on, but that leads us to Wednesday. It was a big day.
Okay,
for you.
Wednesday's yummy. Wednesday's my favorite.
Of course.
Wednesday, I'd like to eat some chocolate cake.
It was chocolate cake yummy.
As I said, Wednesday, I'd like to eat some chocolate cake. So, of course, Wednesday we had, well, should we talk about everything else on Wednesday and then go there?
I think this is what we should do. I'll talk about all the other things really quickly first. I'll just zoom right through them, and then we'll leave, you know, we'll save the best for last.
Okay.
All right. So, we had an off-screen funeral that day.
That bugged me. That bugged me. And I understand there's COVID. I understand there's COVID restrictions.
But... I know. I got a message from you when I was at work that was like, the funeral was off-screen.
I did. I told you the funeral. And that kind of bugged me because, again, I feel like this whole Laura's death thing has been handled really poorly.
Well,
and now they didn't even give her a real funeral. She's just like dead. And you know, they had like a whole conversation before. And I did as a fan of some other shows really enjoyed the pancake reference, which I know you probably don't get because you didn't watch those shows.
I did because I've read things about it, and I thought that Ron would write that in there.
Because like Katie McLean's character, Dixie. on All My Children was actually murdered by poison pancakes.
Yes,
because Katie actually made a writer mad, and that's why they killed her. They killed her with poison pancakes. So the fact that Julie tried to feed her pancakes on her last day as Jennifer was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So
that was a really funny touch there. And because even if you didn't watch
it's
really know the history
story though.
It's kind of because I knew the story before watching Wednesday. I knew it from reading an article about it, you know, a few months back. And that always reminds me of Friends when Joey was on Days of Our Lives and he made the writer.
He pissed off the writer and he ended up falling down an elevator shaft. Yeah. Drake and he's like holding on to the outside of the elevator, like trying not to go in the elevator. I remember that. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, her story, will always remind me of that.
That
happening.
They
have
the off-screen funeral. It really wasn't.
And Katie, Jennifer, I should say, she kind of went off to take care of Laura's affairs with, Mike, her brother Mike.
Yes, and we don't know if we will be seeing Katie ever again. We don't know if we'll be seeing Melissa.
I don't know.
At this point that Jennifer is gone, I can't imagine Jennifer's gone forever, but maybe. I mean, look at Hope. She was gone. So, I hope not.
I
think that we'll see her again. It's just a matter of I don't know if it'll be Katie or if it'll be Missy.
Exactly. And I mean, I saw a lot of stuff out there. People really, really wanted to be Missy. People really, really wanted to be Katie. I have pluses and minuses for both.
Yes.
Personally. There's things... I could put pluses and minuses in both columns. So, I'll just leave it at that.
Simultaneously with that, we had Gwen.
Yep.
She's in the square. Ooh-hoo, she's Gwen. Reading paper. Yeah.
Ooh, so sad. Yeah, I didn't feel that sad for her.
I didn't feel bad for her at all. And then I believe, is this the day that Jake kind of showed up and schooled her a little bit? I think so.
I think, yeah.
Yep. He showed up and kind of like, oh, no, you don't get to be this way. You need to, you know, whatever. It was good.
Yeah, he kind of was like sticking up for Abby.
Yeah.
Because it's like he took it, you know, it's not really Abby's fault that all of that happened to her.
And of course the last scene was Abby at Laura's grave, and then Gwen showed up.
And they get into a little fight.
Episode.
Okay.
But they actually the actual end of the episode, the actual end of the whole episode was her literally doing that. So it was her literally Gwen showed up at the grave and Abby just gave her like the dirty look and that was it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
So
and then quickly we'll just say there was Gabby and Philip because Xander's gone from the company. So she pitches her idea to Philip. And he wasn't agrees as receptive. He agrees to look it over, and then Kate arrives.
And then Gabby ran into Jake in the square.
Yep. So now that was it. Let's lead us.
Okay, now I'm going to go to my.
Okay, it's all you. I'm going to be quiet.
It's all me. So this was. So as everybody knows, like I am basically the Zara fan. I run several, you know, I'm Nettie's Team Zara is like all full of it. You know, the whole thing. So this was the day that we had the Xander and Sarah proposal. And it was the sweetest thing ever. Like I won't even tell you how many times I've watched the scenes. It's too many.
Aww.
It's more than one time. It's more than 20 times probably, but you know, it's a lot. So, so basically Xander proposes to Sarah. Well, she comes in, she's tired because she supposedly did like a triple bypass. And then, Xander, she keeps trying to give him the cake that she brought him as a present, supposedly. And he keeps basically sort of like accidentally rebuffing her and being like, no, I don't want cake for breakfast. I have things to talk about.
Oh, God.
And she continues to try to give him the cake several times throughout the scene. And then, of course, Xander goes and gets his ring, and he gets down on his knee. He proposes to her, and she says, let's have cake. And he's sitting there going, why in the heck are we having cake? Like, I don't want to have cake. Apparently, you're turning me down. I'm not in the cake kind of mood, chick.
No, exactly.
And he's so sad. Like, he has this sad look on his face. And he goes over, and she finally convinces him to open the cake. He goes over there, obviously opens the cake, and the cake says, will you marry me?
It was so sweet.
Which was so sweet. It was done so well. And they, you know, of course, sort of double proposed to each other.
Yes.
Which was a really cute idea. Like, it's
cute.
Funny because me and one of my best friends, Nikki, had discussed a lot that we had actually kind of wanted Sarah to do it because it was so, there's a lot of, you know, it's one-sided relationships. Sarah doesn't give as much as Xander. And there was a lot of, we had actually discussed, like, it would be really cool if she did it. So, like, when it was a double proposal, we were actually both very pleased with that. It was a very, you know, good thing for us. So
it was awesome.
It was very awesome. Nice.
We're gonna
for
talk
our
more
families.
About it later.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it later. I don't want to get into it anymore.
It's gonna come up more. So Thursday.
Yes.
We had Clyde back on Thursday. I was kind of excited about that.
I really like Clyde. And I really like the actor.
I love him.
Yeah.
I think he's so good. And he's one of those that, I mean, he can just be saying the simplest things. It's not like the scene has to be groundbreaking, but he is riveting. And I think him and Robert Scott Wilson have a really good father-son chemistry.
They come out, you believe them.
I always enjoy their scenes. Their relationship is so complicated because Clyde was a bad father. You know, but loves Ben. So it's interesting. So anyway, so he was greeted. He went to see Vincent to get information, but he saw Clyde instead. And that's when he finds out that Vincent's dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how he kind of found out what was going to like lead him to Rhodes, I think. And then he goes to Sean. Right.
Yep.
And Sean had been dealing with the whole Abby and Gwen mess. They fought and he, you know, took him to the station. But then he kind of hooks up with Ben and Ben's kind of trying to convince him. Right. And then that's when they do some police record stuff. And that's when they find out who Rhodes is and that he had the shark tattoo. Which goes back to Susan's premonition about Sierra being in a glass tank with a shark.
Which actually, you know, she's right. She's offbeat, but she's right.
She wasn't wrong.
I do kind of feel like they've changed Susan into Celeste a little bit, which is interesting.
I know.
She wasn't wrong.
Because I'm like,
she wasn't wrong.
I'm like, did she always have psychic things going on, or is this
new? I don't think that Susan. I think she had a psychic thing with EJ once.
Maybe.
And then never, like, but this just started. Like, this is
a
just,
newer gift in her life.
It's not like Celeste. who was always psychic, you know,
yes,
back in the day.
So she was the resident Salem psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So she then, was who you called. Yeah, I think even recently Abe called her about something.
Yes.
I want to say. And when I say recent, in this past year, I think there
was
like
I think he did.
She was off screen. We didn't get to hear her end of it, but I think he called Celeste.
I think it might have been cool to have her. I mean, I love Kristen, but I think it might have been cool to have her for the or Susan, but I think they might have had, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, they needed, I don't know. They had to connect it all together to have Susan even come there in the first place, I guess. But anyway, that kind of led us to Rhodes and the fact that he was murdered at the end.
Yes, but that's actually from today, and we still have one thing.
No, he was murdered at the end of Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was murdered at the end of Thursday. That's right. I forgot. He was shot dead at the end of Thursday.
He was shot at the end of Thursday.
Yes, he was. And then I forgot about that. Yeah, he was shot dead. We didn't know who'd done it yet.
Yeah.
Then we had the last part we had was, well, Kate talking to Philip about she convinced him to sign the Gabby Sheik deal. She convinced him that it was a good idea. And then Gabby and Jake had some very, very flirty scenes. And she sort of had that bend and snap thing that everybody was excited about. Where, you know, he looked at her butt and it's Gabby and Jake.
It's Gabby and Jake.
I still miss Stefan.
I do too. You know what? Look, I want them to get together for.
I still miss Stefan.
But I think I will always prefer. I'm always holding out a little hope that someday we'll get revealed that he's really Stefan.
I don't think that Jake. Okay, I'll be honest. Like, I have a different opinion about the whole Jake and Stefan thing. I don't want Jake to be Stefan because I don't want Stefan to have been with Kate.
Oh, true. So you want Stefan to just still be alive somewhere.
I want Stefan to be alive somewhere and Jake to be his own character.
Yeah. Okay. I would like that even
It's
more.
Just a choice. I think that's a it's just
idea.
A choice. Like maybe have Brandon Bresch as a double. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
So then I know I sound weird, but that's just my personal.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, and that's thought. We were talking about this earlier. That's when she sees him and she tells him that they're going to, wipe the floor with Basic Black. And I had to laugh my butt off because I'm like, who's running Basic Black right now?
No one, because Nicole is like
she's
trying to manage Ava's life
too,
and Ava, she's trying to manage Ava's life, and then we have Brady, who's been shot, who actually has a reason to not be at work, but he's still not there, and Chloe is trying to is there wiping mustard off Brady's face as opposed to
instead of just go to work. He's got a lot of other people that could help him go to work.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to be running this company if not you?
Nobody. So. Yeah, of course Gabby's going to, kick their butt. But anyway, I digress. That leads us to today.
Yes, which you're going to do the recap for.
I am. I'm totally going to do today. So today we saw Rhodes. We saw a replay of him getting shot. And it was, dun, 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 it was Evan. And of course, Evan has a grudge against
Christian.
Oh yeah,
Evan. Yeah,
Christian.
Evan. Go ahead,
Evan Christian. Wait, his real name was Christian, and then he went by Evan, right?
Correct. Okay. Correct.
So I remember.
But yes, it was Evan. It was Evan.
Okay. So Evan / Christian. He has he has a little axe to grind with Sierra because of the whole her, wanting Ben to not pay for Jordan's murder since he didn't murder Jordan, which I thought was funny when he was standing there yelling at her about that. Like, you ruined my life.
But,
I'm like, well, you killed
but
Jordan.
You killed Jordan. You did it.
You did it. I was like, okay, anyway. So, of course,
what was she supposed to do? Let her husband go down for it?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think his point to that was kind of like, well, he did other bad things or deserve. I was like, okay, but that's not the thing. That whatever, that's like I'll see that a lot about Kristen. Like, she deserves to be in prison because she's done this and that, and I'm like, okay, but that's not why she's in prison. She's in prison for stabbing Victor, and I feel the same way about Ben. Yeah, he did other terrible things in the past, but he didn't deserve to be executed. He didn't kill Jordan. Mm-hmm. There we go. Anyway, so that was Evan's kind of thing there. And then we had Ben and Sean searching for Rhodes' old apartment. They found it. I think it was actually Jake's garage apartment there. You know, the little
stays in their four sets. Stays in their four sets.
But anyway,
that's all I got for you.
So they found that, but of course they said he hadn't been there in months. Right around the same time that Sierra disappeared was when he was last there, they found out. So then Claire was telling Belle all of the things that were going on. She was kind of updating Belle on everything that had happened about Ben and Sierra and the fortune cookie and Susan. And she, you know, Belle kind of didn't believe her at first, and then she did. And then she also told her about her little run-in with Charlie. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, Claire calls Charlie because I think she's kind of hoping she could get him to confess.
Yeah.
She calls him. And I was like, can we get together?
She's going to set her up. Yeah. She's going to try to set Charlie up. So
I think so too.
That's kind of where we're going. I think she's going to try to set Charlie up.
I think so too. And then Charlie had some scenes with Gwen today, just kind of similar to the ones they had in the Julie's place that time. Just kind of like,
I don't know why that keeps happening. It seems weird to me, but
yeah, it does seem weird too.
It doesn't really seem important.
Especially
since we know what we know about Charlie now.
They weren't bad scenes. They were interesting. The two of them kind of have this funny bite, you know, but at the same time, I didn't understand the point of them. So anyway,
unless maybe Ron's going to cop out and Gwen's going to have killed Charlie.
That would be so dumb, though. She really doesn't have a
reason. I can see it, though, because they don't ever write those kind of, you know. Yeah.
I know.
It was just a thought. I don't, no spoilers here.
No,
nothing
no,
known.
No. You
nothing
know what?
Known.
That crossed my mind, too. I was like, why do they keep putting these two together?
Unless Gwen killed Charlie, because, you know.
That was just
a thought. We'll get there, though. We'll get there. We'll talk about that at the very end of the show, because we know that's happening next week. So,
okay. And then, Abby was on, and she had scenes with Gabby. She kind of tried to apologize. You know, Gabby was a little snarky about it. I get it. You know, the Abby-Gabby thing is a big controversy because it was like, you know, Abby, of course, sent Gabby to prison when Abby had DID. And then, of course, Gabby had her whole revenge. And so there's always very differing opinions about who is more in the wrong in that storyline. I was always kind of team Abby, I'll be honest.
Yeah, you are. You are very team Abby. Like, I actually used to be a pretty big Gabby fan, but then, I don't know. Now I'd say I'm team Abby. So.
Yeah. You know what's funny? And I've had this with other characters. I've had this with Nicole. Like, depending on who they're up against. Like, so if Gabby is against Kate, you know, I was team Gabby. And if Gabby's against Gwen, I'm team Gabby. But then as soon as you put Gabby against Abby, I'm team Abby. This happens that way. I don't know. So they kind of went on this little snarky thing, but then at the end, it was kind of like we should work together to kind of take Gwen down. And Gabby said she would think about it. And then of course she sees Gwen, and Gwen was like, you know, they were snipping at each other, and so it kind of leads you to believe that she's gonna
probably work with Abby.
Probably, which I think will be a lot of humor. And I like the way that Camilla and Marcy work off each other. So I think it'll be good. You know, and then I guess you won't have to be team one or the other if they're working together. But I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see that.
That kind of leads us right into our little segments here.
All right. So we start with the scene of the week, and I'm going to go ahead and let you do yours first.
Okay. I'm going to do mine. So my scene of the week, I mean, it's, you know, it's me. And so this is just is the scene that spoke to me the most, although there were definitely some others that I contemplated, is Vivian and Kristen in prison, because I literally laughed out loud at some of the facial expressions between. I did some GIFs with the two of them, and it was cracking me up. This Stacy's facial expressions and Linda's facial expressions and the two of them. And I just enjoyed their prison scenes when Vivian was trying to get, you know, Kristen to kind of spill what her plan was. And of course, Kristen's kind of toying with her. And that was definitely a scene of the week for me.
Yeah. that was a really, those were really good scenes. Those were, those scenes kept my attention. They were funny. I liked them as well. So I don't think this is going to surprise anybody. And honestly, I tried to think of things that were unbiased this week. And I still feel like I might be a little bit biased because this week was pretty much one scene for me. So, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I, of course, have to go with the Xander and Sarah and the cake. And specifically, my scene of the week is when he opens the cake. And the look on his face and the look at how Sarah said, "So will you?" That was my favorite scene. Like, that was my scene of the week. And that's just, you know, where it is. So,
You know what? I was going to pick that scene, but I knew you'd pick that scene. And so I couldn't rob you of that joy.
Yeah, it has to be the cake scene. Like, honestly, it was just, and specifically, like, when he opened the cake and his face and everything, it was just so, I mean, my heart, like, blew up. I was just like, oh, my God.
No, it was so
good. Oh, my
good.
God, and the I cake myself, says I was really like, mad.
It was definitely one of those scenes where you were just grinning from ear to ear.
Yes.
And that's how I felt watching it. So it was definitely right up there for me. I kind of like right away had it in my mind. And then I was like, oh, who am I kidding? I can't.
You can't pick the cake.
I can't pick the cake.
But yeah, well, you could have picked the cake, but you'd be agreeing with me because the cake is my scene. Man, totally. that's my jam. That's who I am. Like, they're my babies. I love them.
We said that at the same time, you know. Unless Anchor makes it not at the same time.
Yeah, you never know with this app. It's,
no,
it's,
you
it's,
don't.
It's squirrely. You don't. So right, who is your performer of the week, or do you have...
No, I have it. Yeah, I gave my performer of the week, and I know you've picked this person before, but I picked him for different reasons. I picked Robert Scott Wilson. I know we had picked him for some comedic reasons, or you had last time, but this week I really just thought, even though it wasn't one particular scene, I felt like all of his scenes with Sean, all of his scenes trying to find Sierra, there was just so much like desperation and heart going on there that he really kind of spoke to me. And I just thought, you know what, you know, kudos to Robert, because I think he's so dedicated. I think he puts a lot of heart into his work.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
That's my performer of the week, Robert Scott Wilson, as Ben. So kudos, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a very good one. And again, I guess here I am with my bias, but my performer of the week is actually Lindsay Godfrey. And the reason why she's my performer of the week is because I thought she was actually almost funnier in the scenes because she just kept trying so desperately to get him to look at that cake.
She was, and like, funny.
She kept like shrugging and looking away and being like, please just open the cake. And it was just so funny, like her facial expressions and everything, like especially when he walked over to the dresser and she's just like, oh my God, you're not going to open this cake, are you? And you know, she tries to offer it to him for breakfast, and there was multiple times, and it was just very funny, like the way I had figured out that the cake said something pretty early, because like I was like, okay, so the whole let's have cake
from the promo
looked like something very different. It looked like she was nervous, which I had started to figure out pretty early in the scene because of the fact that she kept literally trying to shove the cake at him, that something was on the cake. Yeah. Like she was nervous and wanted to eat cake instead of, you know, saying yes. It was something on that cake. And like her whole things in that scene were great. So that's my performer of the week. So.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yes. We have to move on to the popular opinion.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, my popular opinion goes very nice with your very unbiased opinions.
They're not unbiased. No, I can't be unbiased.
But is that I thought the double proposal was just adorable. It was such a cute, adorable touch. We knew they were going to get engaged from spoilers that we had read. And then obviously once the promo came, we kind of got an inkling about the cake and something on it. But the actual, like, he's trying to propose and she's trying to propose was adorable. And I saw so many tweets just saying that.
I saw people that really aren't fans of them, because there's a lot of people that really aren't fans of them. I saw people that really aren't fans of them that didn't have anything bad to say about it. They were like, you know, this is still cute. Like, this
It was totally cute. Whether you are a big fan, a medium fan, not so much of a fan, I think everybody agreed, which makes it popular, that that was just adorable.
Like, the decision to make it a double like that was just adorable. Exactly. It was a really good touch, and it was really well written. They did a really good job of acting it out.
And what it is, Lindsay does have really good comedic timing. So, you know, it just, she pulled off the expressions and the little nuances of it so well, which is why I think partially it was, you know, definitely so good. So that was my popular. Now we're too unpopular.
No, I haven't even given my popular yet.
Wait, I did.
I didn't give my popular opinion yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're not. I take that back. I rewind. We are still unpopular.
Yes. So my popular opinion, and I've seen it a lot online, and I'm starting to, like, this is no way anything against Emily O'Brien, because I think Emily O'Brien is a great actress. And it's kind of a little sad that they saddled her with Gwen in some ways, because I don't think Gwen is very popular. But I feel like we're seeing a little too much Gwen. Like, I feel like we're starting to get a little bit of a Gwen overload.
Yeah. I would agree with that. Although, this was... I find, like, I'm a little disliking her less than I used to.
But I do. I dislike her a lot less than I used to. Yeah. And I'm not saying anything. I just feel like...
But I do agree with that. There's like, we didn't need so many days of her pouting about what happened to Laura. And we certainly...
Like, especially the day she was just literally sitting there for the first three scenes by herself, reading a paper, pouting about Laura. Like, there was no point to those scenes. Yeah. Like, why were they there? You know, there was no... I mean, I get that Jake eventually showed up and he got to, you know, school her. And that was better. But I just don't understand why we're having so much pouty Gwen and this. And yeah. I'm starting to actually almost not hate Gwen. I'm starting to like her more. It's just I feel like we're seeing
a little too much of her. I would agree with both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. It's
just, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I still don't love that they made her Jack's daughter, but...
I don't know. We'll have to see.
But I definitely softened on her over the past, like, month. Little by little.
Yeah, especially since I think Emily is... I think Emily is very talented.
I think she is, too. And I think that is...
Yeah, I think that's... See, the thing is, I think that if Emily was a character we liked more, we'd like her a lot more.
Gwen, yeah.
You know, Gwen is just... I don't know. But I just feel like maybe we're seeing a little too much Gwen. Yeah. I'm ready to see a little less Gwen.
Yeah, we could...
Not kill her, not get rid of her. Just
maybe not every day like that. So I get it. All right, so now I think we're time for unpopular.
Yes. Okay, so what's your unpopular
opinion? You want me to go first? I'm kind of excited about mine.
Yeah, I want you to go first.
My unpopular opinion. Okay, this week we saw the return of Orpheus. Orpheus does nothing for me as a villain. And I don't know if it's because I think the major of his villainness was maybe in the 80s. I started watching Days in 1988. I think he was already not that, I don't know. I mean, all of my early years of Days, obviously the main villains were Stefano and Victor. Obviously Stefano's gone and Victor is, you know, he's older now. But of course, there's other villains over the years that I've really liked. Obviously, I even like Kristen's villainous side. I like...
Everything about Kristen.
I do. But, even Gwen is a villain. I can see, Ava as a villain, although it seems like they're going to the softer side there. Clyde, I think, is an amazing villain. And he's a newer villain, if you think about it. He's really only was introduced in the past, 10 years or less?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. But Orpheus as a villain, I just don't get excited when he's on.
He just doesn't do anything to you. No. He just doesn't do anything for you.
No, and I'll be honest, I don't miss Days. Like, there's not that much times where I won't watch. You know, ratings-wise, I always want to be there and support the show and watch.
Same.
That two-week blackout arc that they wrote, because I knew it was a heavy Orpheus, I missed a decent amount of those episodes.
Yeah, I hated the blackout for multiple reasons, but I'm not actually that sold on Orpheus as a villain either. I was actually really pissed off about the cop out of that they did with him being the cause of Maggie's
accident.
Like, I was pissed about that too, like from a Zara fan's perspective. We all actually, I mean, I know this sounds terrible, but like a lot of us actually kind of wanted Maggie to have done it, because at least it gave like a strong, you know, it gave more of a heart to why they did it.
Yeah. No, it's true. And, because it was like all for naught.
Yeah, it all ended up basically being, by having it be Orpheus, it ended up being like,
like, you put everybody through that for nothing.
You put us all through this crap for absolutely nothing.
For nothing.
You put our faves and both of our favorites,
I know,
through a lot for nothing, Orpheus did it.
And you know what always bothered me too in that baby swap storyline is poor Sarah never even got to say goodbye to her own real child, you know, her own biological child. And then she had to say goodbye to her child that she raised. It's like awful.
And yeah, well, that was like, awful, but.
And then, yeah, had it been Maggie, then they could have gone from that storyline and added more to it. But I think, you know, they wanted to wrap it up with a prettier bow than that and not saddle Maggie.
They didn't want Maggie to have done it. And I get it from a classic character perspective. I do. But I don't know. I feel like Orpheus having done it was just like, oh, Orpheus did it.
Yeah, I agree. And so I don't get excited comes on.
I don't get excited when he's around really either. I know I see so many tweets that people are so excited that Orpheus is back.
Yeah, and I'm not.
I'm always just like,
oh, I was more excited to see Clyde back.
Yeah, I really do like James Redd. I do think he's a really great actor. I've always liked Clyde, so.
I don't know. What's your Clyde? Unpopular opinion?
I don't want to say it. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Okay. I just don't know. Okay. I can't decide whether to actually say it or not, or to pick something else.
It's your deep dark secret.
I told someone else before this. I told a good friend of mine before this that I thought I was going to do this.
Okay.
You should do it. Oh, but it's so bad.
Uh-oh.
Okay. No. I'm just going to say it, and I'm going to put it out there, and it's going to be said, and it's going to be it. Okay. And I'm going to put it in a light that I can put it in. Okay. I'm celebrating the return of Sierra. I'm happy she's back. It's not that. Okay. It's not that. And I am glad that sinners are happy. Okay. I'm happy with that too. Okay. But if Sierra had disappeared and we had never, ever seen her again, I actually wouldn't have hated the idea of Ben and Claire.
Okay. Okay.
All I got. I'm trying to say it. I'm trying to say it in a way that I don't sound like, because I'm not against the Sinners like in any way.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Not in any way. But I wouldn't have hated the idea of Ben and Claire. I know a lot of people hate the idea of Ben and Claire.
But they don't want them.
I don't hate it. I don't. And especially when Ben was kind of protecting Claire this week from Charlie.
Okay.
I was a little... And my friend Cindy, who... Night 27, she said, I can even say it, also agrees with me.
So, I was gonna say, are you throwing Cindy under the bus? No.
No. She actually totally told me it was okay to say it.
All right.
I'm not saying I want Ben to Blair. I don't want that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that if Sierra
if she had not come back and they weren't recasting or different things like that.
Correct.
I get what
they
you're
had
saying.
Not, if they had not returned Sierra, I would not have been as opposed to the idea of Ben being with Claire as some other people are.
I think if Sierra really wasn't coming back at all, I think I'd want to, I think I'd need to see more testing around with Ben, because...
Yeah, I would need to see more testing around with him too.
Claire's just meh for me. I don't know.
You don't like... her. I know that.
I go back and forth. I flip-flop. She's okay. I don't see her and want to fast forward or not watch her scenes, but I don't get excited to see her. No.
No, I don't.
I was more excited to see Sierra. You know, I'd rather see Ben with Sierra.
I didn't say that. I said no, like I don't have anything against Vanzira, and that's why I was like, okay, I don't know if I should say no, this.
It's
but...
fine. Look, hey, it's an opinion. I get it. I get it.
I know it's really like I've seen so many people like crucify people for saying that. Oh, you know, Ben and Claire have chemistry. It's like no. Please don't crucify me because I didn't mean that. And no. I have nothing against Sinners. Like, I love, like, I'm happy for the Sinners.
It's no, I know, because you and I are a lot like that. Like, I don't really begrudge other fan bases. I'm happy, even if it's not my favorite ship, like, I'm happy if they're happy and they're getting what they want, then I say more power to them, unless they're broy, then boo, no.
Yeah, well, you just don't talk about, we just try to keep you not talking about broy because they make you very upset.
Other than that, you know, like I'm happy when you're happy, except for those people. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, so then we have to do the ships, and I think we're kind of reaching a little on some, both of us are reaching a little on both of our, like a part of ours, and then one of mine is obviously
reaching on my going down ship.
Okay, so
you want me to go? You want to go?
I don't care. Which way do you want to go?
I'll go. Or because mine's like quick and easy. My going down ship, the ship going down, they're not really a ship. But I picked...
I already know. That's why I'm laughing.
Rhodes and Vincent, because they're going down under the dirt.
They're both dead. They're both dead.
So, done.
And that's
they're
cute.
Going down. And so I picked them. They're not a ship, but they were working together and they're both dead. And so hats off, gentlemen. Goodbye.
Hats off, gentlemen. You're dead.
You're dead. So that's it. That's all I got. Now you can do yours.
My going down ship?
Yeah.
Okay. So my going down ship, and this is tragic because they literally had their first scenes together this week. So there was some talk, especially from spoilers from Soap Opera Digest and that Philip and Gabby are going to be a thing. I did not see anything between Philip and Gabby. I thought Philip and Gabby were very just kind of...
Yeah, I didn't
see. So, like, it's not necessarily going down, because I think, it could be coming up, because they've talked about Philip and Gabby possibly being a Philip and Gabby, Fabby. But Fabby was not fabulous. They just weren't. They
weren't.
Didn't have it.
They weren't.
No.
They didn't. But you know what's so funny? I think Philip, and I still think it's possible he could be floated between two storylines, because there's a spoiler coming up where Kristen, dressed as Susan, is going to be talking to him. The only reason she would be talking to him and go seeking him for whatever reason is because he wants her to maybe be going after Chloe. So I wonder if Philip is kind of like moonlighting in two storylines.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get Philip and Kristen.
There you go. What would their name be? Fiston? Wait a minute.
No. Oh, gosh.
Oh. Well, that might be worth pairing them just to hashtag.
Yes,
that.
It might just be. It might be worth pairing them just for Fiston.
But I don't know if I want to look in that hashtag, because that could be a little... That could be sensitive content.
No, we can't look in that. We can't look in that hashtag. We have to make sure it's spelled in an appropriate way.
Yeah, so I mean, yeah, there's some Fiston scenes coming up. So anyway.
Oh jeez. Not safe for work, people. Not safe for work.
No. Anyway, so that's we're at the lovely the rising ships, or the ships we were down with, so to speak.
What ship is rising, or what ship are you down with this week?
You're going to laugh, because this is a change from what I had originally kind of thought, and you might be surprised by this. Are you ready?
I'm probably not going to be surprised, but continue.
I think you might be a little surprised. Maybe a little.
Okay.
All right. So my ship that I was down with, just because, I'll say them and I'll say why. It was Jarlena. Are you surprised?
Okay.
Are you surprised? No.
A little.
Yeah, because, see, Nettie knows, and if you don't know, some people know, I was a huge John and Isabella fan. I mean, like,
they were
my first ship ever. Like, I was like 16, boohoo cried when she died, and I never really got over it, ever. So anyway, but I picked Jarlena because I thought that the little food poisoning was kind of cute, and the fact that, you know, Doc made John a frittata and didn't know the eggs were expired.
Yeah,
I thought that was cute.
They were cute
together, and so I was like, okay, you know, they, I was very down with them because they were adorable together. And that's
okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think everybody knows my answer, you know.
Of course.
I don't think I could get through this week without my this being my answer, which is, of course, my answer is Xander and Sarah. It's Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think everybody was down with them this week because they were just adorable.
They were adorable.
But, you know, I mean, I wish we'd seen them more than one day, but mm-hmm. they were adorable. And that they just have to be, it just has to be them. There's no, you know what I mean?
I think so too.
There's no one else.
They were adorable.
So.
And they got engaged and mm-hmm. yeah, they're, I mean, I would totally
hopefully
pick,
they'll
I would
actually
totally
get
pick
married.
Them too, but you know.
Yeah, I know you would. But, you know, like, I don't know. They were adorable. And I'm just happy to see Xander happy. So.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice, especially with the last few weeks and all the stuff that happened with Victor, you know.
Yeah, it was a good decision. It was just, you know, yeah. So I was really happy that they got engaged. And I mean, I hope they get married. Please let them get married.
I know. It's you know, on a soap.
I don't know.
On a soap,
I'm a little
worrisome.
Freaked out because Paul Telfer said that there's going to be surprises
okay.
coming up.
Okay.
But he said that in a tweet. He said there's going to be some serious surprises coming up. So that kind of made me wonder if maybe I hope they get married.
Huh. Okay.
So yeah, that's where we're at.
All right. Well, look at that. So next week we saw the promo with a lot of the Charlie storyline coming up next week.
Seems like Charlie's not going to be around much longer.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And Sammy's going to be back in town. I'm excited about that. I love me some Sammy.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Sammy. I'm excited to see how that's going to go. I hope they didn't bring her back to kill Charlie.
I know. But she's supposed to be around for a while. But
yeah, she said she was going to be. I think Allie said she was going to be around for most of this year. So, yeah. But
yeah, so
I mean, maybe she's going to be around for most of this year because they're going to throw her in prison. I hope not.
No, I hope not. I hope not too. I mean, she's my favorite of the Brady Black clan.
Sammy was always one of my favorite characters.
Yeah.
I actually really started watching, like, because I'm younger, so I didn't really start watching Days until like the mid 90s. Like, I remember watching it with my grandma a little before that. Like, one of my first Days memories is Marlena with his devil Marlena in the pink pajamas. And it's like, it scared me, honestly, because I was little. And I know that sounds weird, but it did. I remember it being scared of it. I know that sounds crazy, but the first scenes I really remember are Sammy, and that's the reason I watched the show. So,
oh, yeah.
You know.
I definitely always felt a connection to her because Allison Sweeney and I are a year apart age-wise. She's a year younger than me, almost exactly. So when she was, you know, 16 on the show, I was 17. So we were, you know, we were always very closely matched as far as what went on with, you know, like, just, well, not, you know, obviously my life wasn't as much turmoil as Sammy. But,
you didn't have
you know.
A baby when you were, you know.
Yeah, no, I did not.
However old that was.
Nor
did really
I
young.
My mom on the conference table with somebody that wasn't my dad. Things like that.
Yeah, she did have the privilege of finding her mom on the conference table with someone that was not her father.
Exactly. But like I said, I always kind of felt that that connection as far as watching her grow up all those years because she was on for so many years and obviously they never... that was part of the reason why they never really saw us Will, you know?
Yeah, my first, and I know that you were the other way, so my very first, my real first soap ship, my first ship of anything was Lucas and Sammy.
Yeah.
So, like,
like the biggest ship we disagree on.
And, you know, it's okay, like, I tell everybody, you know, I know, like, I remember back in the day and all the nasty Lucas and Sammy versus EJ and Sammy and all that, like, because that was one of the nastiest ship wars ever. I never hated EJ. Like, I was never that person.
Yeah,
like,
no. No, and I liked Lucas. I've always liked Lucas, and I didn't really hate Lucas and Sammy together.
Mm-hmm. But that was just my first ship.
My favorite Sammy pairing has always been EJ.
Mm-hmm.
since EJ. But the funny thing is, when EJ came on, I wasn't even watching Days. I had taken like a year off. And when I started watching again, I'm like, who's this British guy? And then I'm like, that's Susan Banks' kid? That can't even be right.
Like, well, because wasn't he like a baby?
Well, because he was born, it was like the early 90s.
And
mid-90s. It was like the mid-90s when all that happened.
So Lucas and Sammy were literally meeting in 1993, and EJ might not have been born.
He wasn't born. No, he wasn't, because Eileen Davidson vacated the role of Kristen in 1998. I remember. I was devastated.
Didn't one of your friends make you a cake?
Yeah. Yeah. It said, come on, Eileen, on the cake. Get it? Yeah. Get it?
Yes.
And anyway, they didn't make it. They bought it, but you know, same difference.
Mm-hmm. Still.
But yeah, so she vacated the role in 1998.
It didn't say, will you marry me?
It said, come on, Eileen. Yes. And and that was like the tail end of all that happening. I mean, that was the culmination between like, okay, she faked the pregnancy and the this. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened in that last year. But I would say if she left in 98, maybe EJ was born in 96 or 97, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so he should really only be like in his mid-20s.
He should be Claire's age.
Yeah. He should be Claire's age, but he's not.
Well, although it's like Claire the same is thing Sora's with, too, I think.
Yeah, Brady should be like 27.
Yes.
Something like that, or close to 30.
It's called soap opera rapid aging syndrome.
Yeah. And then sometimes they de-age a character.
Like they did Kristen. And honestly, Sarah too. Sarah's been de-aged as well.
Well, yeah, because I saw somebody say she would be more like in her 40s. And
well, so
isn't
Sarah
Lindsay
was
like
born. Sarah was born on screen in 1981.
Oh, wow.
Lindsay is
early 30s.
Well, right? she's I think she's going to be 32 this year.
So early 30s.
And she is and on top of that, they also Sora's Sarah in the 90s. So like in the mid 90s, Sarah was in high school.
Okay.
So this has become like she should be in her 40s, but you know, they like
so
Lindsay,
she's
so.
10 years younger, and that's kind of like Kristen. I think they basically made her 10 years younger, and they sourced Brady to be a good 10, 12 years older than he should be.
Yeah. So, because
I mean,
yeah,
Eric is turning 50.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah,
so that's,
so that's
the thing.
Where we are.
The age goes out the window. I hate when I see comments about the age of the characters on soaps because I mean, it's like, yeah, if we did the math on all the characters, there's very few of them that are really close to the age they should be. Will is one of the few that I know of.
He's close, but he's still a little older.
A little, but not as dramatic as the other ones.
When they changed from the younger kid Will that was there for a long time, they had one kid that was there for a long time that played Will. When they changed to Chandler, there was a slight age up.
A couple years. But not
Yeah,
like,
but I said very slight. Very slight. I think it was, but he's not been aged up. Not really. But yeah, you know how it is. So,
that's where we're at. I don't know how we got off on the tangent about the sourcing.
We will come back. It doesn't matter.
It's all good.
It's all good. We do this sometimes, but
we
you know, this. it makes us natural. So
there you go. Anyway, so next week we'll have more to say.
Apparently it looks like we're probably going to have the murder of Charlie.
Okay. It's looking like it.
If you haven't seen the promo,
yeah,
that's what it kind of looks like is going to happen in the promo.
I'm interested to see the long promo. I haven't seen that yet. I don't know if it came out yet.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. We'll take
a little peek at it, and then we got another week ahead. And we'll do this all again.
All again.
All again.
All right.